Nothing your Xiaomi corresponding to nothing Babli Daf Samach. Begin your Xiaomi on Daf Mem on the base at the Mishnah that's Halacha Beis. Nothing Shahaya Tommy Besafeg or Muchlat Besafeg Icha Bekodshim Lachashim Yom Veshoyse Beyayin Tamal Meisim Acha Meya Beesimim. The Nothing was Safeg Tommy Meis and was a Safeg Mitzvah Muchlat. He may eat kodshim after 60 days and drink wine and be mutame after 120 days. This is because the assay of tiglachas mitzvah overrides the issa of nazir to shave when the assay is vadai, but a safik assay does not override. And the Gemara says, Evu muchlat misafik. The Gemara asks, what's a Safeg Muchlat? Shnayim shebo etzlei v'echlit, es echa mehem b'lei hispik l'achlit es ha-shini, at shenichlepu v'loi zeu muchlat v'safeg. The answer is two, Mitzorayim came to a kohen and he declared one a Muchlat, and he didn't have time to declare the other a Muchlat before they became mixed up. This is a Safeg Muchlat. Adohi detani u'bichia, Safeg Nazir, Tomei, Safeg Nazir Toho, Avam Nozir Vadai Haya Sofik Mitzvah Tomei Sofik Mitzvah Toho Avam Mitzvah Vadai Haya. Our Mishnah teaches that, like Rabbi Chaya taught, he's a Sofik Nozir Tomei Sofik Nozir Toho, but he was a Vadai Nozir. He's a Sofik Mitzvah Tomei Muchat Sofik Mitzvah Toho Muskal, but he was a Vadai Mitzvah. We held the Kodshim Achashashin Yom Shusiyan Metamon Amesim La'acha Kufchof Yomim. The Mishnah said he may eat kodshim after 50 days and drink wine and be metame after 120 days. Kefad, amulai nozir tomei ato, vevein nozir tomei, megalech ela ad shiva, se umane shiva, vaze vishane, vize vigilech vehevi korban. What's the case? They told him, perhaps you're a nozir tomei. Go and count 7 days, receive azor from mechata from day 3, and repeat on day 7, shave and bring a korban. Mana shiva v'rotz legalech amulai nozir toho shifei ato vei nozir toho megalech at shlishim vei mana resim u'shlisha lashlim shlisha shlishim at gilech vei korban. He counted 7 days and wanted to shave. He told him, perhaps you are a nozir toho, and a nozir toho may not shave before 30 days. Go and count 23 more days to complete 30 days. He counted 30 and wants to shave. They told him, you're another toho, and another shaves only with blood of korbanos. As you say now, Kitzad, who oise, maybe oilas behema, bechatas, oif, who must not leva ime im tome, haisi, hatas, mechavasi, va'oile nedova, im toho ha'oile, mechavasi, bechatas, sofik. How does he do this? He brings Oilas Behema and Chataf Oif and makes a stipulation about it and says, if I was Tomei, the Chataf is my Choybos, my obligation, and the Oila is a Nadav, is a volunteer Orban. If I was Tor, the Oila is Choybos, is my obligation, and the Chataf is due to Sofik. If you say, okay, so the Oisim Loi Lahachmir, maybe if it's Paili Shalcheres, Chadosh, and Oisim Lasecha, Rabbi Ismayim, Chayim, maybe Shtei Sipari Dror. How are we stringent on him lest he was a Muchlat? He brings a new flask of Cheres of earthenware and puts in it a Revius of Mayim Chaim, which is spring water, and brings two wild birds. Shrichet Echad Mehem al Kli Cheres al Mayim Chaim Chofer v'Koyva b'Shonav v'Asua b'Hanoya v'Gilech v'Shoy v'Zkanoi v'Gabaz Einov k'Derech sh'Mitzorayim m'Galchim sh'Sei Oysam. He slaughters one of them over the Kli Cheres, the earthenware Kli, over the Mayim Chaim. The Shechet digs and buries it in front of the Mitzvah, and it's also Bahano. He shaves his head, beard, and eyebrows like Mitzvahim shave. Moinim Shleshim Yoim, Umevi, Oilas Behema, Acheres, Umasna Alea, Boime, Im Tomei Aisi, Oila, Vishoina, Nadava, Vazuchi, Choiva, Achatas Mechavasi, in Torah, Yisi Ha'ila Rishoina, Choyva Rizu Nadova, Achatas Safeg. He counts 30 days and brings another Oilas Behema. stipulates about it and says, if I was Tommy, the first Oyla was Nadama, and this is Chayva, and Chatos HaIf that I brought before was Chayvasi, my obligation. And if I was Tahor, the first Oyla was Chayva, and this is Nadava, and the Chatos was Zachig. Megaleach Voishoi was Kanoi, Megabai Seinov, Zedech Shemetsuva, Megaleach. He shaved his head, beard, and eyebrows like the Mitzrayim shave. Shimon Aimer, Lamarchos, and maybe Oshamai, Shiva Luga Imai, Mahmida Ibishani Kano, Masna Lava Imer, Im, Shim Mitzrayim, and Lehav is Oshamai, Luga Imai, Im Love, Osham Zeye, Shalme Nadoma. Shimon says that the next day he brings his Osham and his log of oil with it and stands the Osham in Shani Kano. He stipulates about and says, if I'm a Mitzrayim, Machlut, this is my Osham and its log with it. If not, this Osham is a Shlomim of Nadava. And it should say, V'Osham Zeh Nishchad B'Safrim V'Torn Matan B'Hoynes U'Smicha N'Sachem T'Nufa V'Chaz V'Shoik V'Nechal V'Zichi Gehuna L'Yayim V'Layla Ad Chatzis. This Osham is slaughtered in the north and it needs Matan as the blood on the ear and the thumb and big toe. Smicha N'Sachem T'Nufa, the waving of the Chaz V'Shoik. And male kahanim eat it for one day and a night until midnight. Chachamim lehoidu, Rabbi Shimon shumevi es hakodshim lebeis hapsul. However, Chacham did not agree with Rabbi Shimon because he's bringing kodshim to the beis hapsul, meaning that he's shortening the time that it can be eaten, therefore often causing it to become noisa that has to be burned. Lehavi chatas behema ena yachol she'en she'en behema bar ala sofik. To bring chatas behema means that if ma'akev is tahara, he cannot, because he may not bring chatas behema amid safek. He cannot bring chatas ha'uv, because an ashir who bought chatas ha'uv was not yotze. Yotze d'yaseh yichtiv nechosov la'achev yavi korban oni, nimso yisei oni, maybe chatas ha'uv, masna aleh ro'ime im yisei imitzeu oni, revosi v'im lavo yisafek. As he does this, he writes a document giving his property to someone else, and he brings Korban Oni. It turns out that he is an Oni. He brings Chatas Ha'uv and stipulates about it and says, if I'm a Mitzvah, this is Chayvasi, if not, this is Safik. Eicha B'Kodshim Miyad, which they have all the Shtois Yayin, and the Talmud, the Mason, and Yachol, Sh'en Yimei Nezoi, Oilem Noi, B'Sich Yimei, Tz'arasai. He may eat Kodshim immediately. But if he drink wine and become Tommy Mace, he cannot, because the days of his Nazirus don't count for him amidst the days of Tzoras. Kate says, Oisim lo yikadibi ben zema, hawezim moine, shloshim yoim, or maybe oilas behema, magaleach alea, chatas ha'ish, umasna alea, va'ime, im tome ha'isi, ha'chatas mechavosi, va'o'ila, nadova, im toa ha'isi, ha'o'ila, mechavosi, v'chatas sofi. How do we do for him? According to ben zema, who does not obligate finding someone else to bow, cause for him, he counts 30 days and brings Oilas Behema and shaves relying on it. He brings Chatas Ha'uv and stipulates about it that if I was Tommy, the Chatas is Choiva and the Oilas Nadava, and if I was Tor, then the Oilas Chavasi and the Chatas is Sofi.
He counts 30 days and brings all of Karbonus and stipulates about them. He says, if I was Tommy, the first Oyla was Nadova, and this is Chayva. If I was Tahor, the Oyla was Chayva, and this is Nadova, and the Chatas is Sofik. He shaves, and he may drink wine and become Tommy Mace immediately. Medram Boim, Bezman, Shenozal, Shisei Shleshim, Avanozal Yud Beis Chodesh, Oichel, Bekodshim, La'acha shtei shonim, shoyse v'yayin, v'kama acha dalad shonim. When is this? When he vowed for 30 days, however, if he vowed in the 0 for 12 months, he may eat kodim after 2 years, he may drink wine and become tami meis after 4 years. Amav Yochanan, zu divrei ben zeyme, ava divrei chachomim, ba'ilam hu, v'chalitoi ad shiyanif ha'oshan. Yochanan says, this is ben zeyme's opinion, but chachomim say, he remains chalut, until he does tenufa, the waving on the oshan. They hold that the Asham is Ma'akev. And if you say now, Rabbi Zeira, Rishim of Yudan, Masnisa Amakein, to Rabbi Shimon, Oime, into Nizukhalav, Echam and Adomim, Huta Hanoze, Eshtoy Siyayin, Ratame, Lamechim. Zeira quoting Yudan, for the support from Abaisa that Rabbi Shimon says that once the blood of one of the Karbonos was thrown, the Nozer is permitted to drink wine and become Tamei Meis. And also the Rabbanan argue and say that Tanufa of Zoya B'Shela is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, is it Ad Sheyonifa Oshem Yeveh B'Chaitoi? Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, until he does Tanufa on the Oshem, he will remain Chalud. Chum should permit bringing Oshem with a stipulation, even though it brings Chodshim to the base of Thor, in order that he can become Thor. Amalei, Rabbi Yosi, Lama Lamasinu, Kama Oshem, Yisrichim, Yipnei, Sveikos. Rabbi Yosi answered, why not? It is reasonable that the Oshem is pushed off due to the Sofik. We find several Oshemas that are Nidachim due to the Sofik, to Sveikos. Vitalin and Taman, Oshem, Jidis, Ari, Vashomim, Vishiman, Oyma, Shneim, Yishchatu, Vesofim, Vayechlu, Kachoy, Meshabahem. Mishnah says if an Oshem became mixed with Shamim, the Rosh Hashanah says that both of them are filled in the north and they are eaten with these tunices in them, in male Kohanim eat it in the Mikdash one day and a night. Amaloi Ema being Kodshim in the base of Psal, Chacham said no, because we don't bring Kodshim to the base of Psal to become Pasal earlier. Yaakov Jumia by Kaimi Rabbi Yosi, the Yasu Lai Tekana Leyene. Yaakov of himself asked Rabbi Yosi that even if he cannot offer the Oshem, he should make a solution to him, to bring carbon nazitor and drink wine. Hey, Megillah and Nazir Pesach Oyel Moed. A word of Pesach Oyel Moed. Yet for this, any way, lavoi el Oyel Moed. Rabbi Yosi answers from the pasuk in Bamidbar, Vav pasuk Yitzches, and the Nazir will shave at the entrance of the Oyel Moed. We learn from there one who is proper to come to the entrance of the Oyel Moed, which excludes this one who cannot come to the Oyel Moed, because he is Mechusa Kippurim, lacking his kapar until he offers his Oshem. And we leave out the next two lines, because we already had that earlier. I should say now, Ve'inu Yosa Ela Mishum Baltashas. They were quoting Rabbi Yudan, said in a brisa from Rabbi Shimon, that once the blood of one of the Karbonos is thrown, the Nozer is permitted to drink wine and become Tamei Meis. He's forbidden only Bal Tashchis, which is shaving the corners of the beard. Saroi Mahu, what's the law of his hair? The regular Nozer's hair is Osa Bahanoa, because it's destined for Tiglachas Nozer. Over here, it's destined for Tiglachas Metzera, and a regular Metzera's hair is permitted. The Akaba Acha is Palgun, the Yechon, which is the Nokish, the Yechon Omer, Saroi Osa, the Shimon Menokish Omer, Saroi Mutter. Yaakov Acha gives an answer that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish disagreed about it. Rabbi Yochanan said that his hair is osa because he holds that all of the laws in the Zohar apply even after he became a mitzvah. But Rish Lakish says that his hair is mutter because he's not a full nozer while he has tzaraas. Zohar boy b'mitzvah shenozer pligin or b'nozer shenitzara pligin. They were asked, do they argue about a mitzvah who exceeded the Zohar or about a nozer who became a mitzvah? In Tamei Mitzvah Shenoza Pligin, Abenoza Shenitzara Divrei Hakol Hu Osa. If you say they argue about a Mitzvah who accepted Nazirus, and if a Nazir became a Mitzvah, all of it is forbidden, even if new growth is permitted, if not Mavat of the hair that he already has, which is forbidden. In Tamei Mitzvah Shenitzara Pligin, Hab Mitzvah Shenoza Divrei Hakol Muta. If you say that they argue about a Nazir who became a Mitzvah, however, a Mitzvah who accepted Nazirus, all of it is permitted. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pshita Leib, Mitzvah Shenoza, Pligin, Abenoza Shenitzara, Divrei Hakol Osa. It was clear to Rabbi Yirmiyah that they argue about a Mitzvah who accepted Nazirus, but if a Nazir became a Mitzvah, all agree that it's forbidden. Tiglachas Mitzvah, Mao Shetitvah, the Tiglachas of Shus, Shetem Yisafik. The Tiglachas Mitzvah of Mitzvah override Tiglachas of Shus, which is the Peyos HaRosh and of the beard, and Mitzvah means Safik Muchlad. Remain Hador, and Megaleh Horishim is Karnoi, Megabois Einov, Kedech Shem Sarorim, Megalchim. We learn from the following, he shaved his head, beard, and eyebrows like Sarorim shave. Rashleima, Shema, she say, love, Tiglachas Mitzvah, Ais, she say, the next few lines we skip because they were already printed earlier. Ve'ena Osa, she say, Mishum, Bal Tashchis. You need not be concerned lest this is not Tiglachas Mitzvah. Is it not forbidden due to Bal Tashchis, shaving the corners of the beard? Rather, it shows that it's permitted and it's Sofik. Shmuel Bar Abba Omer Tipate B'Suris. Shmuel Bar Abba rejected that, saying the case is that he is a Suris, means who has no beard. Hataninan Zakan Islach Memesvis. Well, we reject that because no, it says that he shaves his beard and he said that he is a Yisvis. Islach Elekad Amrav Yaakov Bishem Rabbi Yochanan Naklam Matan Lamalan Asa. You can reject the answer only regarding Peis HaRosh. Rabbi Yaakov taught the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if you move the sideburns from below to above, means before shaving those to his head, it's forbidden. And we cannot learn that Safik Tiglachas Mitzvah overrides Tiglachas Roshus from Peis HaRosh because it's always permitted to shave the rest of his head, and then the sideburns means Hakavas Kol HaRosh. However, the proof from the beard remains. Yisiba Avin Omer Leishnihi Lematan Lamalan, Hi Lamalan Lamatan. Yisrael Avin says there's no difference. Moving from below to above is the same as from above to below. Both are forbidden, and we can learn that Safik Tiglachas Mitzvah overrides Tiglachas of Roshus also from Peri Sarosh. Tomei B'Safik Mukhlat V'Adai Oichal Kodshim La'acha Chisei Shemana Yoyim V'Shei Siyayim V'Tamal V'Yisim La'acha Shishim V'Shmoyna Yoyim. If he was Safik Nozei Tomei and V'Adai Mukhlat, he eats kodshim after 8 days and drinks wine and becomes tamei meis after 68 days. He does the first tiglachas mitzvah immediately and the second on day 7 and brings korbanos the next day. He has to wait 30 days before tiglachas nozeh tamei because perhaps he is really tall and another 30 for tiglachas tahara. Tamei vaday mukhlat besafik oichal bekodshim laacha shesei shuv v'shleishim yoyim v'shei siyayin metamei meisim laacha shesei I am damaging. If he was Tomei Vadai and Safik Mukhlat, he eats Kodshim after 37 days, and he may drink wine and become Tomei Meis after 74 days. He can't do the first Tiglachas until day 7 because perhaps he's on a Mukhlat, and only a Nazir Tomei, he must wait 30 days before the next Tiglachas, because he was not named Mukhlat, and now he is in Nazirus Tahara, and soon he has to wait 7 and 30 days to do the third and fourth shavings. Tomei Vadai Mukhlat Vadai Oichabakotin Machash Laachash Mainas Yomim Shese Vyain Matana Mesim Achamim Dalad Yomim. If he was Tomei Vadai and Mukhlat Vadai, he eats Kodshim after 8 days and he may drink wine and become Tomei Mes after 44 days. He does the first two Bachas Mitzvah immediately and the second on day 7 and brings Korbanos the next day. He does Tiglachas Nozeh Tomei on day 14 and Tiglachas Tahara on day 44. Amri Abramari, Achri Rav Yosi, Zeis Emeres, Shata Seiser, Benozer, Tomei, Shiva. Abramari, the brother of Rav Yosi, referred this teaching that shaving is Seiser, 7 days for another Tomei. After the second Tiglachas Mitzvah, he has to wait another 7 days before Tiglachas Nozer Tomei. Adnalach, Perek, Shnei Nazirut.